Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
6:25, wrapping up that 6 a.m. wake up mix on a Taco Tuesday, December 16th, 2025. Good morning. It's the Bill and Jessica Show.
Good morning. Sunny today. Highs in the upper 30s.
Let's take a time out to have another sip of that coffee this morning on a cold, cold Taco Tuesday.
It is cold.
Yes, 19 degrees here in Georgetown. So make sure you bundle up if you head out and about this morning. Everything seems to be on time today. All right, no delays, no closings, none of that. If we get any in, we'll let you know. But looks like everything's going to be on time this morning. We are going to be out and about coming up this weekend, Saturday, Jess. You're going to be the Hampton Inn in Rehoboth for the Making a Difference Foundation's gift wrapping event for a cause. You know, the countdown's on. It's already the 16th. Can't believe it. Christmas is going to be here. I mean,
I should start.
What, like a week? Week and a half?
What do I need to do?
We'll start. We'll talk about that. Jess, you got all the details.
Yeah, so coming up this Saturday, come on out to the Hampton Inn in Rehoboth for the Making a Difference Foundation's gift wrapping event for a cause. Bring your gifts, bring the kids. The event is Thursday and Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. And then on Saturday, noon until 3, they're going to have food and live characters and, of course, gift wrapping. Price will be vary based on gift size, and all money raised goes to the Making a Difference Foundation. So come on out on Saturday and join myself and the Tops Cut Off DJ team, KP and Cash, Saturday, noon until 2. At the Hampton Inn in Rehoboth.
Yeah, every day it seems I go home and there's packages.
Oh, really?
So, you know, it's this time of year. Yeah. You know, I mean, like the whole month of December, it seems like every day
there's
packages
there.
At the door. Yeah. And, you know, that's how we shop.
That's how it is.
This past weekend, Tracy and I went and we did some, you know, stuff. Not a whole lot of, you know, Christmas like shopping as far as gifts go, because a lot of the stuff we just order
online,
you know, but we did end up going to the Rehoboth outlets, like packed.
I bet
packed.
Yeah.
You know, we went into Bath and Body Works just to run in because
it probably took you a while to find a parking spot.
Yeah, it did. You know, people pulling in and out.
Yeah.
Ask me how long we were in there. In Bath and Body Works.
How long?
Less than 10 minutes.
You couldn't take it.
No, we were out of there.
No.
It was too much.
Too much.
I mean, literally,
not
like.
Not even enjoyable.
No. No, I mean, literally, like, in there, we're, like, standing, like, trying to get by people.
Yeah.
I mean, it was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It was absolutely insane.
Yeah.
You know? It's neat to see for the first 30 seconds.
it's just that time of year.
And then, you know, it's like, okay. So we went to another store and it was good. Mm-hmm. We went to Marshall's. That was okay.
Yeah.
You know, we love Marshall's. We went to TJ Maxx. That was good. I'm trying to think, where else did we go? You know, we went to Nike.
Yeah.
You know, that wasn't as
all
bad.
The go-tos.
Yeah. So I went into Vineyard Vine. That's a go-to. Yeah. You know, so that was actually pretty packed in there too.
It was.
Yeah. It just depends.
We went over to the outlets over the weekend. We ate at Applebee's and that was fine. But then we went to Shellville and that was great.
Look, let me tell you about Shellville. You got in?
Yeah.
Did you have to make a reservation?
No, it's free.
I know, but you have to make reservations, I think.
Mm-mm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, line all the way down Route 1.
Oh, yeah, it is. But we got there like at 5, like when they first opened. So we were good. We were right in. Yeah, you got to know.
Well.
When you go to Shellville, you got to know. You got to know what to do.
I don't think it was much past 5 when we passed by there, but there was a line. I thought you had to make reservations.
You got
to
know the deal.
So there's no, I thought you don't make reservations.
Mm-mm.
You just show up.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you.
Now, if you want to make a reservation for inside for one of their like globes or the restaurant, they have a new restaurant in there. Well, not restaurant, but well, I guess you can consider it a restaurant. It's called 1225. You make a reservation for that if you want to go in and sit down and eat.
Okay.
But
just to go see the lights.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't need any tickets or anything.
Yeah, that's one place we've never been, the Shellville.
Oh, you guys will love it. But so, just get there early.
Yeah, well, I mean, I thought it was early, you know, and it gets dark early. And like I said, it was like a traffic jam on Route 1.
Yeah.
So. I mean, obviously, Winterfest Delights, you know, is a place that we have gone over the years.
Yeah.
But Yeah, it was just, I'm telling you, Route 1 and the outlets this weekend, it was just jam-packed.
Yeah, but we had friends meet us, and they said, I hope that you are Ubering in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We were laughing because we know, you know, how it is, and we live here, so we know when to go in and go out and all the things.
Well, if we ever go to Shelbyville, I'll ask you for some tips.
Yes, it was wild.
Good morning, everybody. A lot of stuff for you coming up this morning. We do have some trending stories in a sec. After 7 o'clock, we have Nathan Kress checking in, notably starring as Freddie Benson in Nickelodeon's iCarly. Remember iCarly? He reprised his role, also produced and directed the Paramount Plus series Revival. Then several roles, a major TV series, Without a Trace, House MD, CSI, Major Crimes, Hawaii 5-0, and more. He's going to be promoting a Chuck E. Cheese Christmas starring Nathan Kress. He actually plays Chuck E. Cheese. So it premiered on Thanksgiving. It's now streaming on Prime Video and YouTube. So we'll talk to Nathan Kress coming up after 7 o'clock. At 8:50, we have actress supermodel Angie Everhart. And she's going to be talking about the 100 Billion Meals Challenge. The 100 Billion Meals Challenge is a humanitarian campaign focused on delivering billions of meals to communities facing hunger worldwide. So we'll talk to her around 8:50. In the meantime, at 6:31, let's do this.
Say what? That's crazy. Here's what's trending.
We set the trend.
On Power 101.7.
Merriam-Webster's word of the year is slop.
Slop?
Yeah, they define it as a digital content of low quality that is produced, usually in quantity, by means of artificial intelligence.
Oh, I thought slop was like food.
Yeah. Go eat your slop. What are we having for dinner? Slop.
Slop.
Go get a bowl of slop. Looks like slop to me.
What did mom make? Slop.
Yeah. Digital content of low quality that is produced usually in quantity by means of artificial intelligence.
Wow.
I don't even know what that means. There's a naked Christmas tree trend viral on social media.
Naked.
Which is exactly what it sounds like. It's a Christmas tree without any ornaments, decorations, and sometimes not even lights.
Why is this a trend?
Apparently, it's big with celebrities.
Who came up with this?
People taking pictures. That's like their Christmas tree.
Whatever. Annoying.
Yeah.
Annoying.
Today is chocolate-covered anything day. And America's favorite thing to do and cover in chocolate is bacon.
Bacon.
People love chocolate-covered bacon.
Never
yeah.
had it.
That's America. America right there, y'all.
I thought you were going to say strawberries.
Nope, and not even on the list. Next is bananas. Hmm. Also cherries, grapes, pickles, and insects.
What?
Yeah, no thanks.
Strawberries didn't even make the list.
Yeah, I definitely would have added strawberries in there. In a survey, 36% of Americans admit to stashing some emergency chocolate to help them get through holiday gatherings.
Oh.
Okay. You know, some people have emergency like liquor like stored. Other people have chocolate.
Oh my God.
38% will hide their personal chocolate stash during the holidays.
I don't have a personal chocolate stash. I don't think I do. You never know what I have in that bag.
I don't know what's been going on with me lately, like, you know, over the past.
Now, next months. To my bed, I have a little spot.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Of like candy?
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we've been keeping chocolate. I said to my
chocolate
wife last time,
gum.
I was like, can you please? Because she usually does like an order, a grocery store order or whatever. She's like, you know, what do you need? Do you need anything? I'm like, please just give me some chocolate.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
What's your favorite? Reese's?
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Reese's. So in a new poll, men over the age of 65 were the most likely to admit that they're really hard to shop for. While Southern women between the ages of 30 and 44 say they're the easiest. A woman in New Zealand stole a leg of lamb from a grocery store and used it as a weapon.
A leg of lamb.
A leg of lamb.
What?
She boarded a bus and threatened to club a guy with it.
Oh, my.
Then stole the bus driver's cash box on her way out.
Mm-mm-mm.
With a leg of lamb.
Never heard of that.
Couple good news stories floating around this morning. Over 1,400 couples in D.C. broke a record by kissing under the mistletoe all at the same time. And remember the drunk raccoon that passed out in the liquor store in Virginia?
Yeah,
we talked about that
story.
Yeah, last week, the shelter that rescued him launched a merch line called Trashed Panda to raise funds. They've now sold over $250,000 worth of merch.
Are you serious?
And also a study found the best foods to eat when you're feeling backed up from all the holiday food. Okay, the top three are prunes, kiwi, and rye bread.
Oh, rye.
Oh, yeah.
Kiwi, rye bread.
That'll clear you out. Mm. You feel a little backed up?
Thanks.
Here's some prunes.
No.
Prunes on rye.
No, thanks.
635.